Our first reading today comes to us from Exodus chapter 33, beginning in the 12th verse. Hear now the word of our Lord. Moses said to the Lord, "You have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you will go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Our second reading comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Oh God, each day feels a lot like the last. We are overwhelmed at times and so tired of being stressed. That pandemic fatigue is setting in. Oh Lord, above all else, may we lean on you for support, for peace, for strength, for hope, for forgiveness and love. Speak to us, your people, through your holy word, proclaimed now. Lay melody aside, and may it be your voice which speaks to each of your people, each of us as we individually need to hear it. And help us to be more fully yours. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So a while back, I forget how long ago, because like I said in my prayer, days are kind of running together at this point. But I was going to the store or coming out of the store, I forget which, crossing the street that's, you know, right next to the store. So I can't remember exactly the detail of it, but I was either getting ready, walking across the street to go into the store, or I had left the store and was crossing the street to go back to the parking lot in my car. But what I remember vividly is that, you're looking both ways to see if you can cross. There are cars that are stopping for the crosswalk. Sometimes people just kind of blow through, completely oblivious to the pedestrians. And this car stopped so that I could cross the street. And so I waved to the person, and then I mouthed the words, "Thank you." And then immediately felt silly because the driver of the car could not see my lips because I still had my mask on. Have you had moments like that during the pandemic? I think this whole experience has created a deeper appreciation for face-to-face interaction for us all. A text or an email affords us the opportunity to connect with someone as our schedules permit and or en masse. But it doesn't quite create the connection that we can experience when we make that phone call and can hear the other person's voice on the other end of the line, their mood, the inflection in their voice, their heart. However, a phone call pales in comparison to a Zoom session where you can see a person's face and read nonverbal cues like, "Oh, technology." And it's almost like you're in the same room together, but not quite. None of these creates quite the connection experienced when two people get together socially distanced while wearing masks. Yet, none of these can compare anywhere near what it's like being able to see someone fully face to face. It's a level of connection we can't create any other way. When we see someone's face, we are best able to fully see and know the other person and be known. We crave that face-to-face interaction. I do. Do you? There is a deep longing within each of us to be able to fully connect with another person, but also with God. To fully see God and know God and to be fully seen and known by God. We were created to experience that kind of unity with God, which our sin prevents. We can find reference to seeing God's face multiple times in Scripture, one of those being our first reading from Exodus chapter 33 for today. The Israelites have worshipped a golden calf, which hurts God deeply. He's angry. Moses convinces God to keep his promise to make Israel a great nation. He asks God to go with his people, to travel with them as they go, and God agrees to do so. Then Moses requests, "Show me your glory." God responds, "I will pass by you, but you cannot see my face. When my glory passes by you, I will cover you with my hand, then I'll take it away so that you can see my back. You can see my back, but you can't see my face." God doesn't allow Moses to see his face. Moses desires this complete connection with God that he cannot experience without fully seeing God's face, but he doesn't get to see God's face. He gets to see his back, which, I'm sorry, in my book is still pretty awesome. But he gets to see his back, not his face. And Jesus, as displayed in our gospel reading for today, God is seen, but is still not fully known. The Pharisees and Herodians come along plotting to trap Jesus with a difficult and contentious question. They don't like him, and they want him gone. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Jesus utters these words, "Give therefore to the emperor what is the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Or as many of us are more familiar, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." The Pharisees marvel at his response and go away. Clearly, the Pharisees desire to know and to understand God's law, thereby understanding God better. The Son of God stands before them. They're face to face, yet their sin prevents them from fully seeing him. One day this will no longer be the case for those who love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, fills us with a future hope. It says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I am fully known." We have this deep longing within us that I think is more pronounced during a time like this. We desire to know and to fully be known, to fully love and to fully be loved. It is a connection that happens best face to face. And though we can't be face to face with one another unless there is a screen between us, masks down, we still long for that connection and we still seek it and we still should strive for it. We are not meant to be alone. So I want to encourage you, if you've kind of settled into this isolation and not interacting with other people, please reach out with a phone call or a text or an email. Reach out to someone. And it's amazing the difference that that connection can make. But we also have this desire within us to fully know God. And there are times when we limit who God is by our perception of God or who we want God to be, so that we can fully wrap our minds around God and fully see God's face. But we're not ready for that yet. There will come a day when we will see God face to face, that we will be fully known and know God. And while usually I give you something that I want you to do to move forward God's good news into the world, the thing that I really want you to focus on today is that one day we will meet God face to face. And it is Jesus who makes that possible. May we live with gratitude for this fact.